Anna, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here on the call, here at my home, but yes, virtually.
Yeah, now you're in Greenville right now, is that correct?
Yes, Greenville, South Carolina. There is like Greenville in most states, I
Yes,
feel
every
like.
state has a Greenville. Yeah.
So I'm like saying I'm from Greenville helps no one. They're like, Greenville where? I'm like, I didn't know that, fun fact.
Yeah, well, it's awesome to have you on. And this is the first time we've done a cafe together. And if you weren't at the conference, or if you haven't been paying attention the last couple of weeks to worship together, this may be the first time that folks have met you. And I thought it'd be great just to start off, like give like a really short kind of version of your story, and just let people know kind of where you're from, what are some of the things that you've done, and then how you ended up there in Greenville.
So growing up, music has always been such a huge influence. I started in like mainstream music. So me and my brother did stuff with Radio Disney and Disney Channel when we were younger, all that fun stuff. And I remember being 15, I was always like a little adult, and telling my mom, I was like, this is a lot of pressure on me. I don't like so much attention. And I was like, I really love leading worship because none of the attention is on me. And it didn't give me that anxiety of like, oh, I'm gonna let these people down. I was like, no, this is like God's thing, and I just get to glorify him. So I was a part of an internship at House of Prayer in St. Louis. So I would do that like morning to night every Tuesday. We'd do it for 12 hours.
Wow.
And that's really what I feel like gave me such a close relationship with God. I got offered, there was a large church in our town and it had like four locations. It was called Faith Church. And I started serving there and they offered me like a full-time internship, a paid internship. And then that turned into me becoming on staff and actually eventually leading the entire department. I wrote a song called Take Me There. And one of my best friends, her dad had a conference called Deeper. And she was like, you have to do this song. And so that's, I think it was 2016, I did the song. And I'm that point in my life, I was like, I'm never gonna release worship music. Like, this is something that's just me and the Lord. And that song really ministered to people. And they were playing it like all over. I was getting churches every day emailing me, can we get stems? Did you finish writing the song? I didn't even finish writing it yet. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I ended up releasing it and it did like so well, like it was crazy. Like I put it out and it was like number four on iTunes and like it was on all these things for the long, and I was like, what is happening? I was like, it was so crazy to me because I always thought that song was something for me and the Lord. And then through there just started releasing music and traveling, and I'm truly just so graced and privileged to do this. Like it's honestly such an honor. And from there, I met Tasha, Pastor Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. And when Tasha was coming to do the Heart Passion Pursuit record, she was reaching out to all of her friends, being like, hey, are there any worship leaders that influence you? And her friend Adrian was like, hey, listen to this girl's EP called Take Me There. I really love her stuff. She was worship leader at our church, all that good stuff. And Tasha emailed me one day out of the blue. I will never forget. I was always such a big fan of hers, super huge influence. So I got that email from her and she was like, do you want to be a part of this live recording? I was like, of course. So I go. She was unbelievable. Like you sometimes get scared of meeting like people that you revere so much. You're like, don't let me down, please. Please don't be mean to me. And she was just incredible. And from there, Pastor John Gray, I got connected with him and he called me and he was like, hey, I'm starting a church in Greenville. I'm taking over a church and I'd love you to be one of the worship pastors. So now I live here in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm a full-time worship pastor and I also am able to travel. I always say like the worship musician sometimes or artist kind of gets me a little, I just love to say I'm a worship leader who gets to write songs and release them. So that's truly my heart, like local church. I love all of that. So that's a quick but kind of long synopsis of where I am, how I ended up here now. And now we just released Peace. I haven't released original music in a few years now. And now I'm so excited that it is out and to share it with the world. I know it's going to be healing to so many people because it has been for me personally.
But yeah, let's talk about that song a little bit, because one thing I love about the lyric is, it's this, these extremes in the lyric of, I've got peace on the mountaintop, I've got peace and with quiet streams, and a lot of that, coming from scripture. And And then, you know, the other side of that is, you know, it's the heartache side. It's the valley. And I mean, that's kind of where we sit as people, right? It's like somewhere between those two things, we live our lives. And, you know, if we're not on the, if we're not in the valley, we're on the mountain. If we're not in the mountain, and we're usually headed one of those two places. You know?
So this song, when I wrote it, so a little backstory, I was going through, like, lack of better words, a really tough time. I was here in Greenville, and I had gotten to the point, I have OCD, so that's great. Normally we don't talk about mental illnesses too much, but I'm very obsessive compulsive. And sometimes people are like, oh, that's when like you're really clean. And it's like, it's actually like when your mind works in like cycles in a way. And when you just kind of get stuck on a merry-go-round of the same thing, and you'll rehearse things, and it can cause a lot of anxiety and like panic attacks. And I kind of got to the point where I feel like my mind came off the rails and I was having a bunch of panic attacks. I remember telling Tasha and another one of the pastors that I lead with, Pastor Todd, and I was like, I just feel like not myself. And they're like, you know, you need to take a break and go home, which is so great. I'm like so thankful that I have leaders over me that are like, hey, we're not gonna just make you keep going, like you need to take some time. So I went home to St. Louis. I was at my parents' house, and I remember just being there like, I feel like I'm like 16. And I'm at my parents' house, and I think I had gotten in the shower or something, and the Lord just started saying to me, like, prophesy over your own breath. Because in anxiety attacks, the biggest thing is you can't catch your breath. So you talk to therapists or health professionals, they're always like, focus on your breathing, like slow yourself down. And I just started singing at the top of my lungs, I can finally breathe again, without barely being, I was kind of in the middle of a panic attack. I just started sobbing. And I just kept saying it and saying it until it really washed over me and I started to actually breathe. And then I got out of the shower, got downstairs to the piano, and I think I finished that song in probably 5 minutes of just the Lord reminding me, like, hey, peace is accessible in literally every single season. And the presence of God is the only consistent thing in our lives. And we can constantly pull from that and anchor in that. So the chorus, I can finally breathe again. I remember talking to a therapist, and there was like this grounding thing where you like go through all these different phases and it's all about your breath. And I was like, what a beautiful thing to just prophesy over myself, saying, even if I can't, I know that I can, because I think it's so beautiful how God in the Bible, it says that it's his breath. So when we're losing our breath, it's almost like we're letting him escape us. But just to remind him, hey, this is your body. Breathe through me. Take over this panic attack, anchor me in this moment, that you're consistent and your peace is accessible. And it's a promise in every moment, in every situation.
That's so good. Wow, Anna. Well, I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful for this song. And, you know, it feels like every song that we're releasing right now, I mean, the timing couldn't be more perfect. Yeah. And God is just using these songs and the timing of them, even though they were written months and months ago. For them to release right now when the world really needs to know about peace is amazing. I'm thankful. And so thank you so much for joining us and for sharing the song with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm such an honor.
Oh, and I can find